Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. And Jesse, you made the request for some Van Halen, so we got you some Van Halen on this Tuesday afternoon. Folks, you are
not Van Hagar, just to make sure we're clear about that.
Correct. But folks, you are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, and on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. And Jesse, so yeah, just to put a little bookend on the Supreme Court conversation that we were having of the shadow docket.
5-4 vote, yeah.
5-4 vote.
I want to just make sure that all the folks listening, whether they be progressives, liberals, independents, unaffiliated, or even you Republicans out there. I know some of you are listening.
Don't forget the libertarians. Come on. They're out there too.
I try my best to forget the libertarians. Don't think for a moment.
Wait, hang on. How can you? Because they're always the first to quickly jump and let you know that they're libertarians, not right. Republicans. They're like, it's very similar to
like vegans,
like
or
vegans and
or
CrossFit. You know all of those things right away, and libertarian falls right into the same category.
Sure. Yeah, if you have a vegan realtor who does CrossFit and is a libertarian, watch out. Geez. You won't get a word in edgewise.
No.
No, I just want to say, like, look, don't think for a moment that John Roberts is out there trying to do the right thing, or like the Grinch, his heart grew two sizes that day. He only voted with the minority because he knew it was going to pass 5-4.
Right. He knew this was going to gut the Voting Rights Act further.
Yeah. I mean, it's like like you said earlier during show prep, is like the arsonist, went and grabbed a half a bucket of water and be like, oh, I did my part. Nothing I can do here.
Yes. It's 100% what it is, because if there's one thing that John Roberts gets up for in the morning, it's to find a way to further gut the Voting Rights Act that he first gutted back.
It's what he says to himself when he looks in the mirror each morning. He's shaving. He's like, well, how am I going to get the Voting Rights Act today? Let me think. Oh, I know. I'll really mess with their heads. This way I'll vote with the liberals on the court just to screw at their heads.
Well, and we got this little excerpt from the piece over at Slate.com. Roberts' short dissent commended the lower court for having, quote, properly applied existing law in an extensive opinion with no apparent errors for our correction. This praise is remarkable in light of the fact, in light of the Chief Justice's long-standing contempt for the, quote, existing law. Yet even he acknowledged that the lower court had applied it flawlessly and saw no bias to step in, despite his broader misgivings about the, quote, uncertainties arising under Gingles, which is one of the previous court cases that this case was referencing.
Yeah, it sounds like the author of that was buying into it more than I do, because yes. I think it's all a sidestep.
I tend to agree with you, where Roberts only joined the court's three liberals because he knew that the other five were going to go ahead and further gut the Voting Rights Act here with this case down in Alabama.
Yep.
And so it's pretty disheartening. I'm not looking forward to this summer of Supreme Court announcement, because
we're on to you, Roberts.
They're going to hear a lot of cases, and we're going to hear a lot of decisions where it's just going to be really, really hard to stomach.
It's really it goes to the heart of what we talked about so many weeks ago about Republicans not dealing in good faith,
yes.
Right? You know, they hold open that Merrick Garland didn't even get a hearing for Obama's what should have been his pick, or not, at least a nomination to the court,
yep.
Constitutionally required to at least give the man a hearing. And they didn't, because, you know, you can't do that with a year before you're out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And then they swept Amy Comey Barrett in.
9 days before an election.
9 days. So it is all BS. And don't think for a moment when you're arguing with your Republican parents or whoever that they're dealing in good faith either. They know what's going on. They are just, you know, keeping a crocodile grin on and moving forward because it's power for power's sake.
Yeah. And kind of in that same vein, it's almost hard to know sometimes if they're arguing in bad faith or if it's just a really idiotic take. And in that nature, we had some updates over the weekend where U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was quoted saying, Jesse.
Wait, did he drown puppies this time?
Not drowning puppies, but he was asked a question about whether or not he would be lobbying Oshkosh Corporation, which is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, the senator's hometown, of whether or not that he would lobby Oshkosh Corporation to bring the 1,000 or more jobs that it plans to put in place for the manufacturing of the new fleet of U.S. Postal Service vehicles that Oshkosh Corporation got through a federal contract recently.
Well, that came a long way since their overall days.
Yeah. Oh, well, when you do the military contracts, you can do a lot, Jesse. But he was asked whether or not he lobbied to have Oshkosh bring those jobs here to Wisconsin, those 1,000 or more jobs, rather than South Carolina, where Oshkosh Corporation also has a manufacturing plant. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was quoted saying, essentially, I don't have the quote up in front of me right this second, so I don't want to quote it, but this is more verbatim. It's not like we don't have enough jobs here in Wisconsin as it is, Jesse. That is the senator's take.
Yeah, no shortage on jobs here.
We're good. Wisconsin's all set with jobs. We don't need any more.
Don't
bring any other jobs here.
Jobs that people can support a family or even just pay rent on.
And so I ask, is this just a dumb take, or is the senator from Wisconsin just like arguing in bad faith? Because
I don't think it's dumb. It's a mixture of a bad faith argument and something that the Republicans have, you know, I think back in the day we used to call it hippie punching, right? It's just doing things that offend the common sense or own the libs to make people understandably lose their damn minds. And
see, that's what more I think it is. It's gaslighting at its finest, because I guess you want to say his quote further on went in his defense of his stance is like, well, I don't want to be lobbying them to bring them here if the Oshkosh Corporation knows best where it's going to put its jobs, and I'm not going to weigh in on the matter.
Well, he supported the F-35s coming here when they could have just as easily gone to any number of other military installations that were not in a densely populated area, and those still would have been American jobs on American soil. You can't have it both ways, Ronnie.
Right. Exactly. There's a previous example where obviously he lobbied for those to come here. But and then in the same vein, he's just like, well, what state sends you to the U.S. Senate? Ron Johnson, come on. Like, you're
Ron
telling
Johnson,
me,
senator from South Carolina.
Like, he recently announced that he's running for re-election, going against his pledge, gonna run for a third term, which he previously said he would be done after two. And so everybody was kind of like, oh, well, that's not bad politics, because he's saying that he needed to do it. He wasn't able to affect the national deficit national debt like he wanted to. He didn't get rid of Obamacare. He's questioning whether or not he's going to be there. But Joe Biden and the Democrats in charge are making things so bad that I need to go run again. And then he goes out and says, well, I'm not going to lobby for corporations based in Wisconsin to bring jobs to Wisconsin.
Okay, so let's just take him at his word for one moment. But I mean just one moment.
Just a
not
moment.
Two.
Just
not a not moment
too long.
And a half.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so if you look at the unemployment numbers, because it's down to 4.0, the U3 is, for other, you know, listening, U3 is what the unemployment rate is for folks who are actively seeking work. And then U6 is the less commonly used for all people eligible to be in the workplace, right? So U3 is more commonly used, and right now it's very low. It's 4.0% nationally, mm-hmm. after that big jobs report last month,
and even lower here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's like 2.8 or something like that. Now, if South Carolina had an unemployment rate of like 10% or something, I could then see a solid argument for saying, you know what, let's be a good American and help those other Americans who are a little more down on their luck down in South Carolina. But it's not. I just looked it up right before the show. It's 3.5%. So it's
below the national average.
It's below the national average, and it's within, it's about a half percentage point, above ours. So who is he really serving here? And I think you hit it on the head during
because
show prep.
Exactly. So my addition to this debate then would be whether it's bad faith or just a really bad take would be, well, it's good faith for whoever it's good for, and who it's good for is Oshkosh Corporation. If you've got the U.S. senator from Wisconsin lobbying, the jobs don't need to come to my home state. I trust the company. The company knows best. And then that's who benefits.
Let's be honest. If it were anything besides U.S. Postal Service trucks, they would be shipping those jobs to Mexico or China or somewhere else where the labor was way cheaper. And Ron Johnson would support that too.
Yes. Yes, because outsourcing has been a huge aspect of the tax bill from 2017 that he gladly held out support until he got his pass-through provision added to it, and then the Republicans had all 50 votes. So absolutely, when you find out who these provisions are actually benefiting, like Oshkosh Corporation being able to have the flexibility of putting the jobs wherever they see best, that is where you know Senator Johnson's heart lies.
You just got to follow the money.
You follow the dark money that is hiding in the shadows most of the time.
We're working in the shadows.
Yes. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. We are broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on the near west side. I'm getting my directions all mixed up because it's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, Jesse, and it's been a long couple days. But we're moved into the broadcasting from our new studios. And you are listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison, and the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha.
I'm loving the new studios. I might hang out here all week. You're not going to get rid of me. I think that couch in the other room looked
it's so
pretty
spacious.
Comfy.
There's so much room for activities. It's got a new studio smell to it.
I'm moving in.
And if you want to share your tangents, you can send us a text, 844-967-2789. We do have the phone lines down this afternoon, but we can still get audience participation from the text line. So send us a text, 844-967-2789. But Jesse, my other thought on it, besides just the fact that this stance on Senator Johnson's stance on whether or not Oshkosh Corporation should bring the jobs here to Wisconsin, is, do you think because there's a Democratic governor up for re-election that maybe he just doesn't want Wisconsin jobs and a Wisconsin Democratic governor saying that he brought those jobs to the state in an election year? Or what are your thoughts? Because obviously Johnson saying that we've got enough jobs here in the state of Wisconsin isn't accurate, because we're finding out that large corporations like Oshkosh Corporation, but also Amazon's bringing new jobs to Dane County. Even we're potentially by the end of the year, we're going to see groundbreaking on a brand new facility in the Cottage Grove area, bringing 1,500 jobs to Dane County. Amazon announced that they're going to bring 400 or more jobs to the Kenosha plant. So there are tons of these big companies bringing jobs to the state. I don't understand the senator's stance on saying that we have enough jobs.
You know, I think it really comes down to the money. I would be hesitant to say for sure what my opinion on it was unless I knew, you know, what the prevailing wage down in South Carolina was. However, there have been a number of instances in the past where Republican CEOs of large corporations held off on hiring, and it was really obvious when some of these CEOs put out inter-office memos that leaked, whether it be during either of the Obama campaigns or when Hillary Clinton ran or Joe Biden. It doesn't matter who. These titans of capital do use their positions to bully their workers into voting for Republicans and say, well, I'm going to fire people if a Democrat wins, or I'm going to move jobs overseas, or I'm going to move them out of state. So I don't know if it's happening here for sure, but it definitely happens routinely.
Yeah, and I mean, you could chalk it up as a win for Johnson's campaign if he was the one to say, hey, yeah, I effectively brought 1,000 jobs to Wisconsin through encouraging Oshkosh Corporation to bring those jobs here to the state. That could be a campaign win, but I guess he just doesn't want more high-paying jobs in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in. Got one more segment left in the day. Send us your text, 844-967-2789.